All right, so this is our first podcast in about a year, and we're gonna welcome to the show two of the main other writers on batflipsports.com. Petter, we'll start with you.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Petter is currently in what, Alexandria?
Yep, I've been here since late November.
He's tearing up A-Town. You Cardinal yet? You a fan?
No, I'm an impartial member of the media.
He's a big, the big J in him. And then we got our boy Skay down in the cities.
Yeah, I'm in Woodbury right now, just hanging out in my girlfriend's parents' basement, staying out of trouble. So that's about it.
You okay with the Flyer season being over?
No, but I'm filling the void with booze, so it's working out okay.
Yeah, you're right off the
Well, I'm sure we're all looking forward to that eulogy blog for the Flyers.
It's gonna be dark, but yeah, it's coming.
All right, so we thought for the first time in a while we'd just try to get together and do a little preview of the NHL playoffs because that seems to be what the kind of three of us intertwine with the most. I know Skev and Petter are big baseball guys, so that's only two out of three, but hockey is something we all kind of gravitate back towards a little more. So, without any doubt, let's get into a little bit. And our first topic tonight's going to be who do we think should win the MVP for the regular season? So, what we're going to do, we're going to say who we think, who we want to win, who's our personal favorite, and then who's going to win. So, let's start with the Rangers fan in the house, Petter. Who do you got?
Well, actually, I'm gonna kind of be realistic with who I, are we just starting with who we want? Okay, I'm just gonna go with McDavid. I'm a big fan of assists, and he's got 70 of them, and leads the league in this, both assists and points. Fell off a little bit in the goals, but I feel like a guy with 70 assists on that team definitely deserves the MVP award. And I think he's the best choice when you look at all those guys on top. Seems like a likable guy, and I'd rather see it to go to see it go to a young guy than someone like Crosby or Kane or someone like that.
And who do you think's gonna win?
I think he actually does have a pretty good shot at it. Crosby's always going to be a front runner. With all those guys voting, he's. Seems like he could always be a favorite, so I'd probably guess Crosby and hope McDavid.
I actually wouldn't argue with that. I actually I'm gonna for my want I'm going with the kid, the rookie, Austin Matthews.
Oh, that'd be gross.
The
It'd be fantastic, don't get me wrong, I'd love it,
guy
but
potted
that'd be
40.
absurd.
The guy potted 40 on, and the team was the worst team in the league last year.
I get that you'd want him to be, but that's like, I guess if that's the case, then I'm gonna say Claude Giroux for mine.
Yeah,
But
but
there's
at
like
least my guy made, at least this guy made the playoffs.
yeah, you can twist that dagger, I guess. That's no problem. I'll take that. I deserve that. Trying to keep a level head in this one. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, the guy's a stud. But I was, I thought we were at least saying people that had a shot.
I
What is that?
well, that's one.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that Petter?
No, you're good.
Probably. Okay, get this, right? The worst team in the whole league, and the MVP is technically considered the most valuable to your team.
Yeah.
Now, I do agree with, and I actually, for my who I think will win it, I do pick McDavid because I think they don't make the playoffs without him, and I think he's a freak, and he's
Yeah,
the
I think if
next,
you're going
he's the
with
biggest thing since Ovechkin.
Sorry,
So,
you cut out for me there.
well, hopefully we can fix it in post. Okay, we're in three different cities.
No.
All eight people listening
We're
can
all
just
right.
wait.
What I did hear from you though is you said that, and I agree with you that it's most valuable to your squad, but I think if you're going off that, then it's definitely McDavid. I don't think Draisaitl or Maroon have half the season they had if they didn't have McDavid dishing them all kinds of pucks in front of the net and stuff like that. So I think if we're going off of who really impacted their team, which I agree with you, I would probably go with McDavid there.
I pick McDavid as I think he will win.
Oh, okay.
I want to see Matthews. You can make an argument for Crosby also.
Oh, right.
You know that. No, so honestly, Scott, what do you got for your guys?
I wasn't just trying to throw Matthews under the bus. I'm sorry. He's a great player. I was just, that threw me off. I wasn't ready for it.
What I do?
Matthew, I wrote down my top five and Matthews wasn't in it.
And I was just going to say Crosby just because everyone I feel like I always is like, oh, he does all this, but he never leads the league in goals. And then he just went out and did it. Like, what is there left for this guy to do? It's just tough for me not to give it to – I would like to see him because of that too. I mean, obviously I hate the Pens, but he basically – everybody criticized him for not doing it, and he just said, all right, and went out and did it, and I think I give him tons of credit for that.
I criticized him for the crotch shot he had the other week.
That makes sense.
Like, who's going to – like, I don't see a ton of people voting for him. Like everyone says he's grown up, but like then he goes and turns around and does that stuff, and like you can tell he just loves himself. And I agree, he's the best player probably of all time.
Yeah,
he deserves to win this award many times, but I just like McDavid this year.
I respect that.
He's the sexy pick. I don't think anyone's gonna disagree with that, and he probably will win it. And I don't think anyone's gonna argue with it. So. Off of that, let's go into the actual matchups. So we're actually gonna start with the East, and we're gonna start with the first matchup of the Caps and Leafs. Skev, what do you think?
I think the Caps take this one in five. I know that seems like a pretty easy one to pick, but I mean, obviously, I'm pumped. Toronto's back in it. That atmosphere is gonna be incredible. Must watch every single night. I can't wait for the Canadian national anthem. I'm gonna go bananas. But I just don't think they have the defense to do it. I don't think Anderson's going to be able to hold up. There's just too much firepower on the Caps.
Better?
I honestly can't argue with the thing you just said. I really like Braden Holtby. He led the league in wins and shutouts this year. And I think this is the year that he's going to take them a really long ways, if not to the hoisting that Stanley Cup at the end of it.
No, that's fair. Yeah, I think the Leafs' home playoff atmosphere might be good for a win, but outside that, five games is what it's looking like. Too deep for the Caps, and too experienced on the back end, and adding Shattenkirk was such a great move for them, and it'll
I was going to say the exact same thing. I feel like even if they didn't have Shattenkirk, I probably would have picked him to go close to all the way, if not all the way. And then they just went out and added one of the top defensemen, and it's stupid. They're so good.
So off of that, okay, we all agree. So what do you guys think? Okay, so this will be great for Petter. This is your squad here. This is your self-proclaimed team. You got the Rangers and the Canadiens.
We're on to the Rangers and Canadiens. Okay, well, if you look at the way this year went between these two teams, it didn't go well. They only played each other three times, but the Canadiens got all three of them.
I don't buy regular season matchups because the Wild beat the Hawks four straight or five straight last year.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though. They're spanking that ass. Petter, were any of those games early, though? Like, did the Rags run into them during that early streak they had?
I don't recall.
Oh, okay, sorry. That's a tough question, kind of.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Petter was still in baseball.
Yeah,
we didn't really let you finish either. Go ahead, bud.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, not a problem. I'm worried about this matchup, but I feel like it's going to be the hardest one before the Stanley Cup the semis, I should say, the conference finals. So. You gotta beat these teams sometime, and might as well sort it out right away. And the Rangers are so good on the road, and I feel like they just need to realize that their home games are at Madison Square Garden, and that they need to win them. It's gotta happen. And Nash is 100%. Zuccarello is my favorite hockey player to watch. McDonough's close to 100%. Hank worries me, but. I feel like in the playoffs he's going to come around. So I've got the Rangers in, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Okay. Scav, what do you think?
I love it. I'm with you. I think it goes deep. I think it goes, I would say 7 in this one. But I like that. Definitely think it goes deep. God, like you said, Lundqvist scares me a little bit. This just bugs me so much that Montreal has to get dealt this, and I don't want to get all into the playoff thing, but they win their division, they get dealt the Rangers. That's just the worst. Meanwhile, Boston's playing Ottawa. Like, get out of here. I think the winner of this one is the free pass, skip to my Lou into the Eastern Conference Finals, though. I think this is a no-brainer. But yeah, I like what you said. I think it's going to be incredible low scoring, I think, with both goalies. It's going to be a fun one to watch. Again, another Canadian team, which is always fun for the atmosphere. But I think they squeak it out in 7.
Okay, straight up, I pick the better goalie. I go Carey Price because he might be the best goaltender in the world. And I think Canadians...
Who, Henrik?
Henrik might not even be the best goalie in that team after this year.
Oh, I was waiting for this. Oh, gosh.
So then we got the... actually, outside of my own team, my favorite matchup of the first round, the Penguins and the Blue Jackets. So, Skev, what do you think on that one?
God. Bobrovsky, who I'm... couldn't be more happy that he's not a Flyer. God dang it. Great trade there, guys. Brzgalov really worked out. But
yeah, I mean, just a Vezina.
What's that?
He's going to have 2 Vezinas now.
Yep, and instead we got Brzgalov giving us a physics lesson. But I think Pittsburgh runs away with this one in 5 or 6. I know that this seems like it's going to be a real good one. I know Bob has a chance of stealing quite a few games and possibly in the series and making me look really dumb. But I just think, again, Pittsburgh, I know they're a little battered. I know Letang, I don't think, is there. But I still think they're going to have no problem handling their business. You tell me that they've got Crosby and Malkin full go. I'm taking them almost every time.
Petter?
Oh, Skev, you need to, not say so much right away because I have nothing to add.
I'm sorry.
I seriously don't have anything to add to that. I pretty much agree. I really hope it goes 7 because I really want to see that Game 7 matchup.
Dang.
I think it'll be a lot of fun to watch, and I agree with...
Do you think the loss of Letang plays a big factor?
Not this round.
I mean, it is a loss, but Pittsburgh's depth is just unreal, and I'm not so worried about it. I'd say Pittsburgh and... I'd say 6.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't argue with you on that. And then
I hope 7, but I think 6.
And I hope Tortorella...
Okay.
Oh, God, I hope just horrible things happen to him afterwards. Just such a turd.
Does Torts win the Jack Adams, or does it go to Babcock?
All right, you've got to give it to Torts. This is stupid. The things he's doing with Sam Gagne, get out of here. He was a scrub on Philly last year. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I could go with that. And the last one real quick, Sens and Bruins, just the shittiest matchup of the first round, in my opinion.
This is so bad. I don't watch Ottawa enough. Outside of, Carlson and Ryan, I don't even know what I'm excited for in the series. Boston, I mean, you got Bergeron and Marchand. They'll probably be good for a cupping or two. You might get into a little dust up and stuff. I just couldn't be less excited for this series. This is the one in the East, maybe the entire playoffs that I just couldn't care less about. But I would say Boston comes out of this one in 6 or 7, excuse me.
Okay, just to the listeners right now, Skev, Cope, and I have a group text message that we talk on almost every day. And we talked about... how entertaining the NHL playoffs are compared to the NBA playoffs. And Skev, of course, went to this matchup to defend himself for the NBA playoffs.
Well, okay, to defend myself, that's because it could have easily been Montreal versus one of these teams and the Rangers versus one of these teams, and then you hit on that next series. I just think that they loaded up too many series, and then you have crap ones like this that nobody's going to want to watch.
I know. I agree with you there, but I just feel like your argument for that was not valid.
It was low hanging fruit. It's better. It was late.
Anyway, I don't even know who to pick in this because they're just going to lose afterwards anyway. I hate Boston, so I really, really, really want the Sens to win, but I'm not going to watch it.
That's great. I think Boston's going to win. They're hot right now. Tuca went on is really tough to beat. And I think they're just a little deeper up front. I'm glad Ottawa's in it because I think Erik Karlsson's a national treasure of a player. So it's cool to see him back on the big stage, but I'm going Bruins.
Weirdly how much like people know Karlsson about him too. He's still underrated in my book. Like no matter how
I wish he played in I don't know, like I know he plays in a big market in Ottawa for Canadian. No average like guy in the United States knows who Erik Karlsson is, and it's actually like it sucks because that dude is a generational talent.
Right. It's like the casual fan should have a better idea of him, and like maybe they know who he is, but I don't think they really understand the style of play and like how fun he is to watch.
That's fair.
That's what I would say.
Okay, so that's the East. Let's go over to the West here, and let's start with the Hawks and the Preds. Petter.
You can't beat the Hawks in the playoffs.
I thought you were going to end it right there. It's like, okay, touche.
Until this year.
Maybe, but I definitely picked the Hawks. I
mean, the Blues did it in the first round last year.
Yeah.
Which was one of the flukiest series I've ever seen in NHL hockey.
Fun, though.
I hate the Hawks, but I was so disappointed once they lost. I was just like, what? Like, what do we have to root against them?
I was hoping their plane would crash on the way back, too. I was so happy they lost. I was pumped.
I think everyone has this notion that the Blackhawks are, like, the most unbeatable team, and it pisses me off.
I mean, I would just say history has proven itself to be kind of that way. I mean,
they've got the most cups in their recent history. I wouldn't want to face them, that's for sure.
I wouldn't argue with you against that. So we all agree Hawks are probably going to
right. Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun
one in five or six.
I think it's going to be a fun series, though. I think Nashville's got a good team as well. I don't think it's going to be a rollover. But, yeah,
if they take out Forsberg, though, it's pretty done.
What's that?
If they take out Forsberg, it's pretty much over.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, can you imagine if Nashville somehow stole one early in Chicago? Like, that would at least make it pretty interesting. I don't know.
I mean, Mike Fisher's won, like, the life lottery. Why shouldn't he beat the Blackhawks?
It hasn't been too bad, yeah. It hasn't been horrible for him.
Yeah. The guy's just the captain of, like, Nashville, which is, like, the sickest city to be a hockey player in, and then he's married to Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. Oh, so underrated. I would love to go to Nashville. I'd die, but I would love to go to Nashville.
For a guy who hates country music, I'm actually – or for you – hates country music. I'm a little surprised. Music.
I get run out of there so quick.
Yeah, you could not go into any hockey talk bar.
No, I wouldn't fit in very well.
I've seen a mechanical bull.
I did ride a mechanical bull. It went well.
They
cleaned it right before I got on, Cope. It was just slippery, that's all.
Those damn Lysol wipes, man.
Those rats didn't tell me anything. They signed the release and they started laughing at me. All
right, so let's go over to the far west, and the Ducks and the Flames play in the first round, which I think is sneaky going to be a game 7.
Ooh, I'm all in on Calgary. I obviously, as most people know, I like Philly, and when they're not out of it, I usually don't watch. But this season's different. I'm very intrigued with this Calgary team. If they win 7, I would be ecstatic, Cope. But I think the Anaheim takes this one pretty easily. I think Anaheim's just too deep. I love Gaudreau. I love Tkachuk. I love that he not only gets points like crazy, but for his size, he's in the box like it's his office. I love that. But I think that the Anaheim up front is just too deep and takes care of business in probably 5.
Interesting. Petter?
I would really like to see the Flames win it. I don't have much to argue against Skev with on that. I think Johnny Gaudreau is you've seen me, right? I'm not a huge guy. I really like the Johnny Gaudreaus, the Matt Zuccarellos, those types of players that are just crafty out there on the ice, and I like to see those guys.
Can you name one other like short hockey player besides a Rangers guy and Johnny Hockey?
Wait.
I just did.
Oh, there's quite a few. I don't think Hagelin's that big. Giroux's not that big.
Okay, Giroux, I'm talking about like a Gionta type.
Like a what?
Like a Brian Gionta, or yeah, a Gionta type player.
Martin St. Louis.
Oh, that was
okay, St. Louis.
I'm here for that. I'm here for Gerby. I was just giving Petter. I don't care what anyone says. I'm here for Nathan Gerby.
Dude, I watched that guy tear up college hockey back in the day.
Sarge is going to kill me, but who's that cocksucker from that used to play for Buffalo as well? Oh, son of a...
Wasn't that Gerby?
No, Ennis? Yeah, Ennis.
Oh yeah, Ennis.
Ennis wasn't a big boy either. But anyways, continue, Petter. Sorry, you liked Gaudreau, the smaller guys.
Yeah, so I just like to see those guys succeed. And I don't know, the Ducks seem to either win the first round and then lose the second or just lose out right away. And that might have been a Boudreaux deal, but I don't know. I hope the Flames win it.
I'm a big momentum guy when I probably shouldn't be, and I just like the Flames the way they're playing. I like Tkachuk. I liked him getting right up in Doughty's kitchen.
Unreal.
And Doughty didn't know what to do. It was unbelievable. It's Brian Elliott there now. He's proven to play some pretty big hockey games and win big hockey games. I don't know. I think the Flames could sneak this one out. That's my.
I just saw a ridiculous stat about him that he hasn't let in a goal, or he's only let in like 11 goals. Where is this? Shoot. I can't remember where it was at. The amount of goals he's let in since, like, I don't think it was 11, since, like, February or something like that. He's on a tear. So, I mean, if Elliott gets hot, that, like I said, Flames would be so fun. But, God, I just don't know if they have enough.
I guess we'll see. I don't know. It'll be interesting. And then, how about this matchup? The Oilers and the Sharks. Skev, what do you think about this one?
Who is it?
Oilers.
Oilers Sharks.
Who's going first? Yeah, if you take this one.
Okay, I can go first. Well, I mean, I know we kind of already alluded to McDavid getting 100, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's insane. I would love to obviously have McDavid, and again, a Canadian team. I know I keep saying that, but I can't express it enough. Watch those games. Watch the atmosphere. It is insane. It is. I know I'm beating a horse, and everybody said it, but I can't say it enough. It's fantastic. I just still, until the Oilers do it once, I don't think I can take them. I just don't think they have the experience to do it. I know McDavid's fantastic, but I just, how far can he really carry them? And I think the Sharks, obviously being there last year, I think that they're going to do it in six.
Petter?
You've got the Sharks?
Yeah, Sharks. Sorry, did you not hear me very well?
No, I was just catching up.
Yeah, I took the Sharks.
Doing some reading at the same time. I guess I didn't look too much into this matchup. Like you said, it's fun to watch.
Let's do an analysis.
Huh?
I'm just giving you shit.
Edmonton's got one more win than they do, so I mean they're probably favored.
The bit is Edmonton's probably still a year away. This is a cool story. The atmosphere is going to be unbelievable, but the Sharks are the Sharks. They went to the Stanley Cup Finals for a reason last year. They're a deep team, and I just think experience takes over here for one more year at least.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to say, and you just did it a lot better. Thank you. That's fantastic.
So then we'll go to obviously a matchup near and dear to my heart, and the one I'm going to be losing a little sleep over will be the Minnesota Wild and the Blues. So I'm curious. Let's go Petter first. What are your thoughts on this?
Smart.
It's really – this is such a tough choice, actually, like to who I actually think is going to win just because of the last month and how these teams have been trending. Like, oh, we have the Wild, who at the All-Star break had by far the best goaltender in the country in the NHL. It wasn't even close. And then you had the Blues, who were selling Shattenkirk. And then ever since then, they have Mike Yeo. And I need to go on a tangent after this, but it's really hard to pick the Wild for who I actually think is going to win, but I really hope they do, obviously, being from Minnesota and everything. But yeah, I think it's going to go seven, and I guess I picked the Wild to win it, but I think it'll go seven.
Okay. Skev, what do you think?
I think you guys both know, not that I hate the Wild, but I'm not the biggest fan. That being said, as I think Wild fans should feel very confident, because I would love to sit here and just rattle off that I think they're going to lose. But you do not beat the Wild, I've said it before, when they have home advantage in their own barn. There's something about Wild fans, and I hate you. Everyone listening, I hate you. But you guys get up, you get going, and that place is rocking every single time. As long as there's going to be more games in Minnesota than there is somewhere else, I don't think I'm ever going to go against the Wild, unless it's the Blackhawks. So I've got the Wild, and I would say this one, I think this goes six. I don't think Yeo gets his revenge. And I think the Wild actually, despite it going six, win pretty handily whenever it's in XL Energy Center.
Okay. I don't know if you guys saw it. I just wrote a blog about this tonight, about how Yeo coming back and beating the Wild after the Wild just had their best regular season in franchise history, after we axed him, and he comes back and just stomps on our hearts. And I don't think it's going to – see, this is the Minnesota sports fan method. Like, you think, what is the worst possible, like, storyline or outcome? And then you, like, keep playing it in your head again and again and again. And that's this. I don't know what's worse, losing to Yeo or losing to the Blackhawks again? I think it's losing to Yeo.
No, I totally get what you're saying, but at the same time, and I kind of just kind of looked at your blog as well, at the same time where you feel that way, you know there's still that glimmer of hope that thinks that you guys could run into Chicago and take care of business that way too and run your way into the Stanley Cup Finals. So that's what I love is that, and I know I do the same thing, but that's what I love seeing. Like, obviously I hate being on the outside looking in, but watching like you and Petter, I just can't wait for the when it finally starts. Just that feeling of, I don't know, you get so excited, and then I don't want to be mean, but like then the whole world crumbles, and then the next day you can be on top of the world again. It's just so many emotions, and I just can't wait to watch this from the outside. Again, I'd obviously love to be in it. I'm not saying I enjoy being out, but I'm really excited to watch you two squirm like little bugs for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, thank you.
And that's completely fair. And that's to my other point. That all being said, the whole Minnesota sports method, I think the Wild win pretty not easily, but I think they take care of business. And then it's that matchup against Chicago. And I hate looking forward to it already, but this could be the year. And I hate doing this to myself, but I'm going to let myself get disappointed, because I'm gonna be riding high after we beat the Blues, hopefully. And then we're gonna sneak a game in Chicago, and I'm going to think it's over. And then it's all game on.
The depth Patty of King this is might, unreal.
The writing's on the wall, and I just can't stop smiling on my end. I know what's going to – can you imagine – they run through the Blues, say they win in five or six, and like I said, comfortably at home. Maybe the Blues take care of business at their place, but Wild have no place at home, and then steal one in St. Louis. Say they win in five or six, whatever. So you're feeling good. Like you said, you steal one from Chicago in Chicago. At this point, you're riding as high as ever, and then Chicago just rips your heart right out of your chest. I can see it already. It would be terrible. I would feel awful, but...
It's the worst, dude. I've watched this movie for 3 to 4 years now, and it's the same ending every damn time. And I can just see number 88 coming down the wing on a 3-on-2 or 2-on-1, cut to the middle, and go bar down glove. D do his heartbreaker celly, and I'm going to want to just break the TV.
I hate him so much. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even hate Patrick Kane that much. I hate Jonathan Toews is my most hated player of the NHL.
That's absurd. I still think if I was to start a team right now and I got not like for one season, he'd be one of the top people. I think he's such a stud.
He's so good, but I on like the guy doesn't after have any soul. Stuff, look into his eye.
No, I agree, but I almost love that too.
Like the whole Captain Serious thing, and he doesn't even like enjoy it, and he's so good, and he's got like what, 2 gold medals and 3 Stanley Cups. It's just, and he played for UND, my most hated team ever. Like it all just like swirls into this hatred.
So, Petter, what are your thoughts on him?
I grew up a Sioux fan, watching Ocean Brock there, so. I have nothing against Jonathan Toews.
Oh, you said my 2 other most hated players.
I definitely did not ever cheer for UND. Absolutely not. I just
got... Could you imagine a guy like me that hates UND as much as he does, and then I have to watch 2 players from Warroad, my most hated team in high school, rival, go play for my most hated college team?
I don't hear what you said, but I'm guessing there's some curse words involved. And you're welcome.
Yeah, no, I just there's like 5 players I absolutely cannot stand in the NHL, and 2 of them came from Warroad. All 3 of them played at UND, and I hate them all. And 1 of them is Jonathan Toews, and I just wish he would come across the middle in the second round this year, and Suter for once in his life steps up and just puts him through the board somewhere.
See, that's another thing that I'm so excited for is the yearly, let's talk about how great the time on ice for Suter's been all year and how he's such a horse. And then to watch him fall apart after Game 4 because he's so gassed in the Wild, played him like Thibodeau plays his basketball players. And then everyone's like, what's going on with Suter? And it's like, well, he just played every, 27 minutes a game for the whole season. Yeah, he's gassed. Are you kidding me?
No, he's not even going to be the GOAT this year. Mark my words, will be Matt Dumba.
Oh, get out of here. The guy's going to get caught pinching like 6 times and blow a game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to get, like, not the good GOAT. Like, he's going to be.
Oh, gotcha.
like the old school GOAT method or the saying.
Gotcha. The other thing I was going to say, I had a dagger. Speaking of players we hate, I would say, like, one of my least favorite was Michael Forney, but TRF just doesn't get him to the pros very often. He might still be laying on the Garden's ice. I'm not positive, but if you went back and checked, I think they did a chalk outline. We've never talked about this. Were you at that game, Colt?
Which one?
Where Forney? What do you mean, which one? How many times did Forney look like LeBron out on skates?
Oh, God. No, I wasn't at that game.
Oh, dude, it was like 1:30. Chubby Skev hadn't, I hadn't had food in a little while, so I was getting a little tired. And Forney was on the ice. I was in sixth grade, I think. I think I learned more swear words that night, and you was just cursing as a young child at this kid I've never met before and just saying horrible things to him. And my mind hasn't changed since. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I hate Michael Forney, so I hope he hears it. I hate him so much. So much.
That 06 banner looks real nice up in the Ralph, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, the participation at State probably looks great too.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What can we say, Petter? Someone's got a start, so, and then 2 of us, we don't.
I'm sure everyone loves to hear about our old high school memories.
Well, I would.
So, first round being said, who's the favorite? Who comes out of the East?
Rangers.
Ryan's gonna love this too. I think the winner of I think the winner of the Regs Montreal game comes out of the East, because I think the winner of Pittsburgh and Washington is gonna be gassed. I think they're gonna be so gassed. Pittsburgh especially, if they have to go Columbus and Washington. And I think the Regs are Montreal is gonna have that. 5 games against Boston or Ottawa and take it for the East.
Well, Skev, you just made my week a lot more stressful.
Petter, I'm assuming you're going Rangers.
Oh yeah, I have to. I don't even have a choice. I'm all in.
Yeah, I'd say if the Flyers don't sneak in, I'm going with them.
Okay, I'm going the winner out of the Penguins and Caps because superstar guys that have been there. Either the Caps, this is their year, or Pittsburgh. Wait, doing Pittsburgh.
Caps games. Have not been there.
What's that?
What?
I said this could be the Caps year.
Oh, or sorry, I misheard you.
Or Pittsburgh doing Pittsburgh things.
Right.
And then out of the West, Skev, who do you think?
God, breaks my heart, but I think, and it's such an easy. Actually, I'm going to go bold. I think, I'm going to say the Ducks.
Oof.
I think the Ducks take the Wild, or take the Blackhawks, I mean.
Okay. Well, you're on my shit list right now, but that's okay. Petter?
I honestly don't even know. I can't even pick.
Jesus like Christ, dude, just pick a team.
If I actually did a bracket challenge right now, it would take me like 2 hours. If I actually picked a team who I thought was going to make it, I'd go with the Hawks.
Yeah, you got to go in your head or you got to bet your whole life savings on it. Who are you picking?
Hawks.
There you go.
Yeah. Cole? In case people don't, we don't really take these picks seriously. We'll never actually probably look back at this. This is just something we're doing to kill some time and seeing if this podcast works. That being said, fuck everyone. Wild, this is their year. We got it going on. We got Big Belly Bruce who's going to break his Game 7, which is the stupidest storyline in sports, that they think a coach affects a Game 7.
Stupid.
And we're going to beat the Blackhawks. We're going to make it to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know if we're going to win, but we're going to get to the Western Conference Finals, and we're going to go from there.
Who are you playing in the finals?
And they're going to play the Sharks in the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
I think Brett Burns is enough. That as much as I love Charlie Coyle.
You think Thornton can play that many games back to back in two seasons?
Who did what?
That's what I'm thinking. That's the only thing that scares me about the Sharks is they played so many games last year. Like they always say that about like LeBron and stuff. Meanwhile, he's the greatest ever. But I mean, Thornton's 65, and I don't think his limbs are there. That's just a lot of games to play. That's what scares me.
It is. It is, but I don't know. I like their team. I like the depth they bring, and well, really, what I'm thinking is the Wild have played the Sharks really well this year, so that's kind of my little hope.
I love it.
Is it really your nightmare to see Yo beating the Wild,
dude?
Does Yo add to that for you?
Yeah. No. If it was Hitchcock behind the bench. Like this one, the stakes aren't as high, and it's not even close.
I agree.
To see a coach that we literally kicked out the door because he lost the locker room, like Ryan Suter, like did not look like he cared playing for him. And yeah, that's probably still Suter's fault, but something happened there, and they made the only move they could, and they got rid of Yo. And for him to come back the next season and coach the other team. Against a Wild team that has broken records this year, and he just like snuffs them out in the first round would be pretty devastating.
See, I disagree. Like, I hate the Yo story. Like getting back at his team. Like he was gonna get fired. Like it doesn't matter. Like what's going on now?
You can't tell me he doesn't go to bed and think about it though. Like you can't tell me he doesn't have this circled in his head on the calendar.
Well, yeah, sure, but the Wild shouldn't care that it's him that they're losing to.
As a fan, I would not be happy.
I am a Wild fan, and it doesn't add anything for me.
Like, imagine if Gardy went to the White Sox and coached them to a world, like, I'd be pissed. Bounce the Twins in the first. I'd be pissed.
Not at all. I'd be happy for him.
Oh, get out of here, Gardy, you're old ass.
Dude,
I'd be so mad.
You are messed up if you don't think that you would.
I would be so pissed.
Gardy?
We're all good for Gardy, but he. Oh, no. You got to let me finish here.
No,
what if Gardy coached?
You guys interrupted me.
I don't want you guys to finish. I don't like Gardy.
If Gardy coached the White Sox, beat the Twins in, like, the second round of the playoffs.
You'd be pissed.
But the fact that it's Guardy doesn't add to it. Yes, I would be really, really, really upset that they lost that series. But the fact that Guardy's there does means nothing.
What if he outcoached? What if he outcoached Molitor?
Which he would.
Well, no shit. You'd outcoach Molitor, but I'm just saying.
But he wasn't gonna lead that Twins team the same way. Like,
but you can't tell me he doesn't rub you the wrong way as if it was like.
Okay, let's put it this way, because actually, when you think about it, Guardy was a pretty beloved coach. What about, like, let's say, like, a guy like, Brad Childress. What if he coached the Packers and thumped us after we went, like, 14-2 in a season in the playoffs?
See, that's just not realistic.
Well, I would think Mike Yeo would be coaching a playoff team this year.
I would be pissed. I don't even care about the fact I'd be pissed. I just think that
if Haxtell went somewhere else and coached them, and we ran him out the door like the Wild did, and he came back and beat us in a series, I would go ballistic. I mean, I go ballistic regardless, but
yeah, especially if it was like the Flyers' like best season.
That's what I'm saying. I would lose my mind.
I would. It would not bother me if you'll beat them any more than it would if it were a different coach.
It's beating them, it's about the same, but I think I could talk myself off the ledge if they lost to the Blues with Hitchcock, because they beat the Blackhawks last year and they're a pretty good team. But if they lose to Yo, dude, that's just another added element that I'm gonna have to listen to all offseason.
Yeah. Which is a long offseason. I'll tell you right now, it just started for me. And I already feel
it's the worst, because all there is the Twins, and we know they're not going to keep up this pace.
I feel like Jim did when Dwight was the manager for the first time. Like, oh, it's been 9 months. Oh, no, it's been a week. Like, that's how I am with this offseason. It's the worst.
Well, hey, we're all the office crew, aren't we? We all – that was our, like, gang together.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
No, Cope was office.
Oh.
Yeah, I was office.
We could have a whole podcast on that. We cannot bring that up right now. We're already at 42. That would go for another 20.
I think that'll be wrapping up for now.
We got final thoughts from everybody before we go. A little final thoughts on anything.
Skip, what'd you say?
I said, do we have a little final thoughts before we go? Like, Petter, you have anything you want to talk about before it ends? You want to just mention anything quick? Like, oh, you Twins are going to lose 80 games this year or anything?
Well, as Philly's dying, we're still flying.
Oh, man. Get him.
Don't even. We're going to be just fine. We'll see you guys in a couple of years. We're going to get our prospects up. Drew hasn't even begun to peak. He's like Dennis. He hasn't even begun to peak. We got Voracek's fantastic. We'll figure it out. Haxtell will leave. Van de Velde's gone after this year. We'll figure it out. We'll see you guys real soon, Petter. You both your teams are old as dick. We're just coming into that new age.
Whoa. The Wild are pretty. Look at the best prospects in the NHL. We got the deepest forward pool.
Forward pool. How many players do you have in the World Juniors? We doubled it.
We had four captains, or three captains.
We doubled it. We're coming. That's what I'm saying. I feel good about Kunin and Greenway.
Fine. You guys need to get a real goaltender.
Oh, you guys get the Edmonton scrub who comes from out of nowhere and is a miracle, and you tell me I hate you both. I said I wouldn't go down a rabbit hole. I hate you both.
You're the one that asked for closing thoughts.
I can't. I thought it was going to be nice. I cannot wait till Parisi is which he's got a year, maybe two. Sutter's got.
Parisi's already too old, and we're still killing two. It.
Stahl's going to be done soon. Oh, I can't wait. Your core is ready to go out the window, and Granlund, Coyle, they are not ready to pick up where they're left off, and I cannot wait. Back in the toilet bowl, Gabrick years. That's what I'm looking for.
And Drew's 23.
No, he's just turned 30. That's the golden era. Look at LeBron. He's only getting better. He's like wine, Petter. It's like wine. 30 is the golden age. He's just getting married too. He's just gonna get better. Oh, guys.
Oh man, I can't. I can't wait. I can't wait to go on this journey of the playoffs with you in the Wild going far.
I hate NHL so much.
All right, that'll be it for us. If the Rangers and Wild do happen to move on to the second round, I'm sure we'll try to get back together and see how this goes. But thank you guys for your time, and enjoy watching the playoffs to start.
Fly or die.